Hello, hello. My name is Wendy and welcome to my podcast. In this episode, I want to dedicate it to all my permanent makeup artists and anybody else who's in the beauty industry that is struggling to get their booking busy. And they're struggling to get clients and they're about to give up. Please listen to this episode. I want to, now that I have gone through trial and error with my beauty business, I want to give some tips and I want to share what my business strategy would be now that I have, you know, spent so much money and so much time trying to get my business going steady. So first, I want to share what some of my biggest mistakes were so that you don't have to go through them also. And the first one that comes to mind is charging way too much from the get-go. So what happened was I invested so much money on my training and I really did believe that my work was worth what I was charging. I, from the get-go, was charging $350, which is a good price for Miami. That's a very average price point. But I didn't realize that even though I knew that my worth was probably even more, clients didn't know that. Clients didn't know how much I spent on my training. Clients didn't know how to value my work. And I was having a really, really hard time when people would reach out to ask about pricing. They would think it was too expensive and very few people were actually booking. Now looking back, I realized that those first few months, maybe even first year or two, I should have focused on charging much less and just making sure that I got a really good portfolio so that when clients looked at my work and my price, it would actually make sense for them. Because they just don't know better. They just want pretty eyebrows at a reasonable price. I also kept comparing my work to other people's work and how much they were charging. And I would think, well, they're basically just as good as me and they're charging this much. There's no reason why I should be charging any less. But what I didn't realize is that those people already had a clientele and they already had a good amount of reviews and a good amount of pictures on their portfolio. And then another big mistake that I made is once I started working on people, I stopped practicing on latex as much as I used to. And that is honestly, now that I'm actually teaching permanent makeup, I realize how important it is to keep practicing, even if you're experienced, because it never gets old. You really do need to improve on your skills and realize that it can always get better. Instead of learning different procedures to do on people, focus on the one that you like the most and you really want to bring into your portfolio and do as much of that as possible. And then once you master that, feel free to explore on other things and learn different procedures. When I started, I first learned microblading. And then a few months later, I thought, okay, I want to learn lips and eyeliner and might as well learn powder while I'm there. And looking back, it wasn't honestly a bad idea because learning powder back when it wasn't popular yet was definitely an advantage. But I feel like if I would have focused more on only eyebrows, for example, instead of eyeliner and lips, I don't know, I feel like I would have probably gained a client base earlier. And that's one of the reasons why currently I don't offer eyeliner services. And lips, I'm not doing as much of that either, because I really, really want to just master eyebrows completely, which I have. I feel extremely confident on eyebrows. That's why I teach it. But I don't want to start doing eyeliner and lips again until I feel like I could just, you know, until I feel like I want to start mastering something else. But in the meantime, right now, I'm all in on eyebrows. So now let's say you have completely mastered one service, eyebrows, let's just say eyebrows, and you are 100% confident that your work is really good and you're just struggling to get clients through the door. What happened with me at the beginning is I was way too busy looking at what other permanent makeup artists were doing. And I was watching webinars and I was watching videos of, you know, success stories. And I would listen to all these people that were successful in a matter of 6 months. They already had a booked schedule for a whole year. And what they did was Google ads. So I would go and run some Google ads. And then another person, what they did was, I don't know, something else. And I would go ahead and do it. And I tried everything that I saw, and nothing worked for me. And I think the reason why is because we need to follow our intuition more instead of being told what to do by other people. Everybody is on a different path. And I really do believe that if you listen to your inner voice, you will know what to do. And that's when I actually started being successful. I stopped following all the people that I saw as inspiration, and I just started doing my own thing. And the one thing that helped was Instagram ads. They really, 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 really do work. My advice is just don't give up after just one try, because that's what happened to me. I promoted a few Instagram posts and nothing happened. And then, oh, this doesn't work. I'm just not going to do it again. And then I would do it again a few months later. Okay, that's a little bit better, but still it's not worth, you know, the time or the investment. So it doesn't work. So you do have to tweak it, and you do have to be smart with the people that you're trying to reach. So if you don't know how to run Instagram ads, please let me know. I would love to have like a little mini course on how to run Instagram ads the way that I do it and the way that I get my clients, because I feel like I have honestly found like the perfect formula for that. And that I also teach in my private and group classes, but I'm wondering, should I do like a mini online course or maybe like a in-person course just for people to know how to get clients, because I feel like it's important. But anyways, Instagram ads helped a lot. Now, the one thing with Instagram ads, you have to make sure you're promoting good content. And I know this probably sounds very repetitive if you have been down the rabbit hole of how to grow your Instagram or how to gain more clients from Instagram, but good content is key, and good pictures of your work, good before and after transformations. And the one key for good content is making sure you have good lighting in the room that you're taking pictures of. Make sure that you have good angles of the client's eyebrows or whatever it is you're doing. I would, at the beginning, I would take close to like 50 pictures for every client just so that I could get the perfect angle. Now I literally take half of that. Well, not half of that, even less, because I have already figured out my angles and I know where the lighting should be and where the camera should be, where the client should look at. Also, really important, if you're having like a before and after picture, make sure they both are from the same angle. So don't take a picture of the before with the client sitting up and then the after with the client laying down. Make sure both pictures look symmetrical, symmetrical with light and also with angle. So that really, really helped. It just really makes the content look clean and, you know, it looks like you put effort into it. Also really, really important, especially if you don't have a lot of clients coming in, you really want to take as much content of each client as possible. So don't just take a before and after picture. Take a before and after, take a before, pre-draw, after. If the client comes in with makeup on their eyebrows, take a picture of their makeup so you can have like a collage of everything. Take videos, so a video of before and after, a video of you swiping the eyebrows, or a video of you brushing the eyebrows. Make sure you juice the crap out of every client so that you can have content for a long time. Especially video content that performs so, so well on Instagram, especially now with the Reels. Instagram really wants people to use their app. So having this new feature on their app is like, you gotta use it. You gotta use it because they want you to stay there. They don't want you to go over to TikTok, which is their competitor. So use those Reels. They perform really, really well. Because what they do is that they show those videos to a broader audience. So you can have your hashtags in there. Or even sometimes I post the videos without hashtags. And they do so well. Because they really want people to stay on their app. Just get creative. You can have content on your Reels for before and after, or you could have just content of yourself, you know, show your face. That is honestly one of the things that I have noticed was a big game changer. I know it's embarrassing sometimes and you don't want to like show a video of you talking on your story and stuff like that. But people like to see that they're not just going to a random business. They want to see the personality of who they're going to meet. And you do have to show your face. That is super, super important. Aside from showing your face on Instagram and stories, it's really important that you just show up every day if you can. And you don't even have to show up by showing your face or your work. Just by even reposting something that you saw or sharing something from someone else that you saw on your story, that helps a lot. Because what happens is, as long as that little story bubble is on and people see it, they'll remember, oh, the brow girl or the permanent makeup girl. I want to get my brows done. You know, it's like a little reminder that you're still here. Stories, by the way, they do very, very well on Instagram, especially if you're promoting a story, because people could actually message you right there. They have that little space to leave you a message. So it's a perfect opportunity for someone who wants to ask you a question, they could just type it in there. So yes, stories do really, really well. Something else I highly recommend that I don't do, but please listen to my advice. Ask your clients to tag you if they share a selfie, so that their followers could see your work. I know that this works. I don't do it, but I see other artists do it, and I can totally see how that can bring clients in. Something else I don't do really, but I know that it works and I have seen other artists do, and it works, is working with, what are they called? Oh my God, I can't believe I just forgot that word. Influencers. Work with influencers, especially if they're in the beauty section of Instagram, or if they're in the, you know, self-care and health and beauty, because it really does work, especially if they do have an engaging following. It really, really works. Just make sure that you do your research, because there's a lot of people that are quote-unquote influencers that have a lot of followers, but then you see their comment section and it's like crickets. You want to make sure that you have someone that has people that are engaging with them and that actually look like they would buy what they're selling. And then aside from those things that you can do, I really, really do recommend to take really good care of every client that walks through your door. Explain everything like they're babies. They like that. They like to understand what's going on. So when I'm working on a client, if I'm going to clean up their eyebrows, I let them know, all right, I'm going to clean your eyebrows now. And then I'm going to be doing this, and then just do this and do that. It's really important that clients feel comfortable so that they can recommend their friends. If you do a good work and the client feels good in your hands, they will bring their friends. I promise you that. So follow up with them a few days later, or even that same day afterwards. Hey, is everything good? How are your eyebrows? How are you feeling? Let me know if you have any questions. As you get busier, you might not be able to do this with everybody, but still make sure that your clients feel like they have that confidence to get back to you if they have any problems. And the main reason for this is because reviews. Reviews are so important. You want to make sure if the client is having an issue or a problem, you want to make sure they have the confidence to let you know before they go on Yelp or Google and leave a bad review. So what I do is I follow up with them, and if they're happy and content with their eyebrows, I ask them to please leave me a review. It really, really helps. And trust me, if they're happy with their eyebrows, they will be glad to do that for you, because they want to pay you back for the amazing work that you did on them. And if they're not too happy, if they're still, you know, they're not convinced, they love their eyebrows, or they're having an issue, make sure you fix that. Make sure that your clients are always happy and satisfied. And once they are happy and satisfied, then you go ahead and ask them to leave a review. So those are my main tips and business strategies that I would give you right now at this moment with my experience and the hard learned lessons. So again, just as a little recap of what I just said, get yourself a good Instagram account. Make sure it's a business account so that you can have promotions. That has been what's helped me the most. Make sure you take good care of your clients. Make sure they're happy, satisfied, and that they absolutely love their eyebrows. They will bring their friends. I promise you that. And then just make sure you follow up with them. Make sure you get reviews because they're very, very important. And then the last thing that I just want to mention here before I close this episode is be careful. There's a lot of advertising agencies out there that will promise you the world. And when you're so vulnerable and you just really, really want to try anything you can to bring clients in, you're going to give in. And trust me, I gave in into a few, more than I would like to admit. And yes, there were some that performed better than others, but for the most part, unfortunately, I was better off doing my own advertising. Now, eventually, once you do get really busy and you don't have the time to be creating your own ads, I do recommend to get an agency that, you know, that you can work with. But if you're really slow and you actually have the time, I recommend that you just learn how to figure it out on your own. And, you know, in the future, you can always work with them. So that's all for today, my loves. I hope that you learned a lot, and I hope that you take some of these tips, and I hope that they help you like they helped me. I love you so much, and I hope you're having an amazing day. Mwah. Bye.